As a man who came of age in the 1950s, and as a journalist who spent nearly four decades at Newsweek, I had the good fortune, or not, of living through the most volatile religious period in American history. There have been other periods of religious enthusiasm and upheaval, but none of these, I argue, was so widespread, so wildly diverse in faith and practice, so direct in impact on electoral politics as the one that ranged from the end of the Second World War to the dawn of the new millennium. How and why this happened, and to what social, cultural, and political effect, is the story I have to tell. At mid-century, while a student at Notre Dame and later during my apprentice years as a journalist in Omaha, the United States was awash in religious belief. To be American was to believe in God, and when surveyed in those days, 98% of Americans answered accordingly. In the 50s, Americans built more churches and synagogues than in any other time in the nation's history. They regularly worshipped in them as well. Protestant Sunday school was a national institution. By 1960, half of all school-aged Catholics were enrolled in parochial schools. Seminaries thrived. Protestant divinity schools could pick and choose among applicants who might otherwise become lawyers, doctors, or corporate executives. Catholic parents felt spiritually remiss if they did not contribute at least one son to the priesthood and a daughter to the convent. To those like myself with memories of that bygone era, it seems like only yesterday. Yet, only a half century later, nearly one in four Americans claimed no religious identification. Another 50% acknowledged only moderate or intermittent concern for religion. Faith was no longer a family hand-me-down. Parents who sent their children off to Sunday school or parochial schools watched as a great many of them, in their maturity, embraced either another religion or none at all. Long before the new millennium, the old Protestant establishment that represented the ruling caste in politics as well as in Main Street America's largest churches had disappeared, replaced by a new, rougher-hewn establishment of fundamentalists and evangelicals like Jerry Falwell, who had been waiting patiently off stage for their turn in the spotlight. Catholics saw Pope John XXIII's promise of renewal through the reforms of the Second Vatican Council sputter into factionalism and, later, the moral authority of their leaders, from parish priests to scarlet-clad cardinals, compromised by the scandal of clerical abuse and hierarchical cover-up. The leading liberal Protestant seminaries remained open only because the mainline denominations decided to ordain women. Vocations to the Catholic priesthood declined so precipitously that even the importation of priests from Africa and other continents could not make up the difference. If former Catholics all belonged to a single denomination, it would constitute the nation's second largest after the Catholic Church itself. The ranks of American nuns, once the face of Catholicism in countless hospitals and parochial school classrooms, receded to the point of extinction. And American Jews, who had found new pride in Israel's victory in the Six-Day War against overwhelming Arab forces in 1967, now faced the certain prospect of being outnumbered back at home by the more fervent and fertile Muslim population.